Hey, this, so I was wondering what happened to, Mangy Dog Radio, Steve Gertie's here, he's trying to leave a message for Jesse Perry, because, I didn't know the podcast, you know what's the podcast that's always funny?
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
What's the podcast? It's always funny. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo.
What's the podcast? It's never running. It's the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo.
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 Episode 49 of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, what to do with your host, Jesse Perry, everybody! Woo! Yeah!
Okay, I think everybody forgot about the whoop-de-doo, but I didn't forget. We promised 50 episodes. Hey, it's Mark, the Fungineer, and for episode 49, here is a fantastic comedy set from my good buddy and host of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour, whoop-de-doo, Jesse Perry. We did it a while back at the Monsters of Hack. It was a tour me and Jesse did. We were the Monsters of Hack. And for two shows over a four-year period, we wreaked havoc on Nashville. And this is a very funny set recorded at Edge Hill Studios.
I want you all to keep your hands together. I'm going to bring up your next guy tonight. He's one of the veterans of Nashville comedy. Tours all over the place. Good friend of mine. Proud to call him my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Jesse Perry.
God, he's tall. Give it up for Joe, everybody. How you doing, Edge Hill?
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for coming out, braving this cold weather. Damn you, global cooling! Yeah, it's cold. I actually saw, I think it was Channel 5, the weatherman today said that today called, the forecast called for a mixture of sun and clouds. The laziest forecast I've ever heard. It's kind of the definition of a day, isn't it? Sun and clouds. Tonight calls for a combination of moon and stars. With increasing brightness around 7 a.m. Then it becomes a day again. Man, thank God. Give it up for Edge Hill for having us. Thank you so much. Please be sure to give us some money. So glad. I gotta say, you guys look really good. You guys look hot. You do. Give yourself a hand for being so hot. Hell yeah, really? Man. Whole front area has low self-esteem? That's cool. You shouldn't, though, because you're all hot, each one of you. And I can say this with confidence because a few months ago, I performed stand-up comedy in Hot Springs, Arkansas. You people are hot. I'm serious. I think evolution's on strike in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I think they're all just like, hell no, we can't grow. You know? Some of them had gills. It's true. I mean, they're so backwards there that Walmart only has two aisles, hunting and gathering. That's how bad. Somebody there tried to sell me a barrow. They don't have wheels. It's a thinker. I blame myself. It was my fault. Damn my challenging humor. Yeah. Hot Springs is great. Love Hot Springs. They have my favorite fast food chain there. Maybe you've heard of it. They have it at other places. It's a place called Taco John's. You guys heard of Taco John's? Hell yeah. How's that for authentic Mexican cuisine, huh? Get some tacos by John. Right next to Tyrell's Chinese Buffet. Right across from Hitler's Deli. It's a Reuben! Taco John's. Their big combo at Taco John's is tacos and tater tots. Hell yeah. What a winning flavor combination that is. The wonderful mixture of South Dakota cuisine and shit you eat at the fair. Just see some redneck, give me some tacos, some tater tots, candied apple and a burrito. For dessert, I'll have one of them cotton candy quesadillas. Goddamn. Got a PBR to do with anything. Tacos and tater tots. What a combination. I can just see the president of Taco John's. Let's call him John. And he's in his office and he's like, you know, these greasy as hell tacos are good, but they're not quite shooting out of my ass fast enough. I need some kind of rocket fuel to get this party started. Hey, tater tots. Because it's a fact, a good meal bruises your tailbone. Dewy, crappy food. I think it's gotten worse the past few months. Ever since I saw this study, the Center for Disease Control said that fat people live longer than people of average weight. Yes. I was thrilled when I heard that news. My bitch tits jiggled with glee. I was ecstatic. Just been driving around throwing hot dogs at joggers. Save yourself! Because I throw like a girl.
Yeah.
Love two things. I love crappy food, and I love crappy 80s music. Have we got any 80s music fans here? Yeah. See, I thought I was part of the 90s, like the Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Revolution, you know? But I'm not. Child of the 80s, and I realized it when the war in Iraq started. Because every time the Pentagon would talk about their shock and awe campaign, my first thought every time was, shock and awe. Shock and awe. Shock and awe. Let me write the shock and awe. Let me write the shock and awe. Shock and awe. Can't believe I tore my groin for that stupid joke. Mistake. My mom likes the shock and awe joke. I'm a bit of a mama's boy. Have you got any mama's boys here, by applause? Yeah, really. Me and two others.
Sure, sure.
You know, the guys here are too busy eating steaks and kicking ass. Good job, mountain man. Yeah. Yeah. My mom's great. Like me, she's from East Tennessee. What a coincidence. What are the odds? But she's got that kind of southern accent, maybe you've heard it, that long A sound, like she calls a bag. Like, look, JC, there's a plastic bag right there. It's plastic, it's a bag. Look. She's great. She saw me perform. She comes up to me. She goes, JC, I love that shock and awe joke you told. That was so funny. I didn't even know you could rape. What's that? Rape, JC, the way you rape to the music. It's good. You could rape at parties and people would pay to watch it. Go rape for those people, they're asking for it. I was like, Mom, well, get in the damn car right now. That's entirely inappropriate. She is a great lady, though. When I was going to college, I used to have a pager. Remember pagers? Those brick-sized things on the side of your pants that made you look cool. I'd have one, and my mom would always leave the same voicemail. JC, this is your mother. Like I didn't know after JC, you know. So I'm like, JC, this is the president. Come hit the White House, I made a cake. She's awesome. She said, she worries about me though. She says to me a few weeks ago, she says to me, JC, I read in Prevention magazine that one marijuana cigarette is like smoking 200 regular cigarettes. So you need to be careful. And I was like, Mom, that's all well and good, but you're slowing down the rotation. Come on, pass it. Pass it. Not a big drug crowd, that's okay. This means I won't be hanging out afterwards. Okay. She's great. She's kind of a hypochondriac, though. She went to this business conference, and I was talking to her afterwards, and she, JC, I'm sick. was like, what's the matter? She goes, I'm sick. I'm like, well, what's the matter? She goes, I was at this business conference, and there were a whole lot of Asian people there. And now I'm sick. She says to me, what if I've got SARS? And I was like, Mom, first of all, you don't have SARS. And secondly, if you do, could you get the fuck out of my face? Hey, you know, she's not here tonight, but give it up for my mom. She's a great lady. Really, if God knows, if she were here, she'd try and give it up to every single one of you. I think I misspoke. But I am actually, I'm married. We got any married people here? By applause. Wow. Nice and joyless. That's the way I figured. Yeah, I am married. I do enjoy it. A couple months ago, I had my one-year wedding anniversary. Which means we're going to be doing it for maybe two more weeks. Yes. But we are in that young love phase now. We were over at that restaurant, O'Charlie's. Or as douchebags call it, O'Chucks. We're at the bar, and my lady starts feeling me up, you know, starts doing a little junk collecting. And I'm talking. Starts rubbing what I like to call majesticals. And she says that thing to me that I think every husband loves to hear. Which side is it on? That's a good feeling, if you ever get that. There's nothing like when your wife says to you, hey, where's your dick? Because I'm looking. Can't see it. Pretty sweet. But I do enjoy that. I like being married. I like being married a lot better than dating. Because dating always sucked for me. Like, asking girls out was always a pain in the ass, you know? It was like, no, Jesse, I can't go out with you. You're too nice and too sweet. Or, no, Jesse, I can't go out with you. You're like a brother to me. Or, no, Jesse, I can't get in the car with you because I'm only 12 years old. You know, that's because, I mean, who doesn't like Reese's Pieces? You know, it's free candy. Awful. Pedophilia jokes, risky. But I mean, I really can't tell how old anybody is anymore. You know, they could be 12, they could be 35. Everybody dresses the same now. You know? I was driving down the road with my dad. This is a true story. Going down the road, and I see this top-heavy maiden going down the sidewalk. And I'm like, hey, Dad, you know, check out the fun bags on that fair maiden over there. And my dad goes, ooh, yeah, I think she just got off that school bus right over there. I was like, ugh. Couldn't even look at my dick for like a week and a half. I was like, talk to the hand. Slowly. I know which side it's on. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. Dated this one girl, found out she was cheating on me. Which kind of sucked. But it was cool because it turned out that it wasn't her fault. Like, she had a lot of psychological issues that made her do it. She was talking to her therapist, and she was apparently clinically diagnosed as a big old slut. My friends still ask about her. It's the damnest thing. Yeah. All right, sure. Let's move on, sure. So I do enjoy Nashville. Enjoy it. I got a place here in Nashville. It's my favorite mall store. You've probably heard of it. It's the Pottery Barn for kids. Love that place. What better place to buy a gift for your gay toddler son than at the Pottery Barn for Kids? How's that for a message to your child? What's this, Dad? Oh, a wicker basket and some beeswax candles. Fabulous. I'm 8. That's my gay toddler impression. I hope you enjoyed it. Actually, I do another impression. This is a gay baby. Gay baby. Wah! That joke took me 4 years to write. It's a true story. It's a creative journey. I do love Nashville. They got a great place here in Nashville that cracked me up. It's the Southeastern Career College. And it kind of confuses me because, like, is that a career college based in the Southeast, or is it a college where you only learn Southeastern careers? Like, you go to your job interview, they'd be like, well, Mr. Perry, it says here that you majored in funnel cake design. With a minor in cousin fucking. Very impressive. I also like how you deep fried your resume. Very good. Welcome to Waffle House. Like, I picture the place having like a crusty British dean who has to give the graduation speech and he's like, class of '06. You have entered the Southeastern Career College with a mind full of grits. And you leave knowing how to operate a Ferris wheel. Here's your plate of okra and your goatskin diploma, which you can get airbrushed at the booth here for only $14.95. Class of '06, you some bitches are dismissed. So I am from a small town in East Tennessee called Clinton, Tennessee. Yes, the town that Hope abandoned, and I enjoy it. And my small town was like this. Maybe anybody here by applause from a small town? Small town by applause. Was your small town like mine, and you had like a retarded guy that was the de facto mascot of the city? I don't know why that was. Survival of the fittest or something. I don't know what that was, but Clinton had its own retarded chap. By the name of Freddie Fagan, and he wasn't like a nice retard. Like he was a mean tard is what he was. Like, because you know a lot, they're like, they're really cool, really friendly, you know, yay, he thinks he's people or whatever. And but Freddie was mean. He was like really mean. Like I would be at the school bus stop, and Freddie would come walking down. Wearing his wrestling belt in honor of his favorite wrestler, the Bullet, Bob Armstrong, and wearing sweatpants with the patented retarded guy permaboner sticking out. Always a pleasure. And and Freddie shows up, and we're like, hey, Freddie, what's up? And he turned to the kids and go, goddamn, fuck you, motherfucker. They're like, what do we do? He's like, we're being nice. He's like, goddamn, fuck you, goddamn bullet number one, motherfucker. Just curse us out. One time these guys got Freddie a prostitute, right? And go to Clinton and look for him. And if you find him, ask him about it. And his answer, if you ask about the prostitute, he will say, the exact quote is, goddamn dick dick, ooh. go Dragons, that's all I'm saying. Go Clinton. Like, I think he was a con man, though, because one of our coaches in high school saw Freddie at the McDonald's, thought that he would help Freddie out. And he's like, oh, here, Freddie, here's some money to help you pay for your food. Freddie goes, you know, goddamn, fuck you, thank you. And and he pulls out a roll of money about this thick, gets the bill, adds it to the roll, puts it in his sweatpants, and boners his way on out the restaurant with a free dinner. Like, I'm just convinced he's a con man. Like, he gets home, he's like, oh, I fooled those Clinton folk yet again. Probably has a secret underground volcano, but give it up for Freddie. He's not here, but... but it lives in our heart. I live in Hermitage now, which is from the French word hermitage, which means apparently we've got a target. And I enjoy it. Like, I used to live off of Murfreesboro Road. Anybody out there? Yeah. Come for the tacos, stay for the crack. Yeah, it was a treat. But I got to move to a Hermitage. And I love the French culture of the place. I really enjoy it. The architecture. Unbelievable. And when we were moving in, I found in the pantry, I think the people that lived there before were French bakers, because in the pantry were some digital scales, and on top of the scales was some kind of white powder, and I think I tried it, I think it was some kind of weird caffeinated flour, because I tried some, and it was really good, you know, it was really good. Lots more! Ah, I love French cuisine, and but they left a letter, the people that were the tenants here before. It's kind of hard to read, but I will try to read it for you. The O's and the A's kind of look alike in the handwriting, so if I'm not sure what the letter is, I'll probably side with O. But this is in a completely true letter that I found underneath some digital scales. And I think it'll be interesting. I think we'll all learn something. Okay. Now, this is a letter. I think the name's Rico. It could be Rica, but I think, you know, Rico, that's French. You know. Rico, you know? So, go ahead and this goes out to everybody. Well, I haven't wrote you in a while, and you know how I am when it comes to asking for anything, but I need you for a bout of things, and I know you have did a lot for me. Things didn't work out in that for me, and I feel so fucked up about the way things went down, but some things you have to let go. That was one sentence. It was all... It's about over with Bika, or Biko. Glenn Funk gone tried to get me back in court for 6 months of house arrest. The paper, I'm trained to get back to the Ville soon as possible. I wrote Glenn Funk, he should be calling my mama soon. Well, I just told you that because that's all I have going for myself. I called, but you wasn't there. Precious said you was going to get a rental car. I just knew you was coming to see me, but I laid here, L-A-Y-E-D, here, thinking you and Tojo wife, Tojo, T-O-J-O, Tojo wife, went to see him, I guess, or you went by yourself. Well, I want you to know that you hurting me, but you also hurting Lee. Lee, by not trying to bring her to see me, I wish you the best of luck, and luck is capitalized. Well, nothing is working for me, but when we was together, everything always worked out, and I already want to get back together and try to trust each other before it's too late, and if it is too late, I still love you, and I want to come home to my family. Please think about me and you, Rico. I don't have long. I want to be with you. We can do all the things you want to do in life. That makes you happy. I am always willing to try anything one time. We only live once. Well, my mama, she haven't sent me no money in about a month. I don't have soap, shampoo, grease for my hair, no deodorant. I'm fuck up right now, and no one give a fuck. I'm mad at mama, because when little Terry was locked up, they made sure they sent him some money every week. I wrote mama a letter and talked real bad, because I know one day I might have to feed one of them one day, or maybe change the shit. But one day, believe it, I won't do dirt for dirt. I will take care of them, but I will bring this time up. My grandmother won't answer the phone. That's cool, because I won't be calling no more. Or mama, so I will call you, just check up on Yule on someone three-way. I wish you could give me one of your friend's applications so she can take care of the business like a little eight ball. Tell them to put it into two bags a week. Then we can make some money. I had some, but the nigo, see nigo, see that's a French word I'm thinking. That's when I realized this was French, because, you know, it sounds like nigo, you know. I'm thinking it's a French word for victory, which is why we've never heard a French person say it. So from now on, if that word comes up in honor of the French, I will just say, oh. I had some, but the I was getting it from has gone home and owned me. If I can get my shit in my hands, I'll be striped. I'm fuck up bad. I need you, Rico. Final page. I have a cold. And I can't even fill out sick call because I don't have any money on my books. It costs $3 little. My people have a lot of bullshit to say. I don't have any money. Fuck that. I'm sick of them. That. Won't try to bring my mama. Fuck that. He can't say shit for me on the phone or in person. Fuck him and his mama, a dirty bitch. Fuck all of them over there. Fuck pussy bitches. When I call over there, they hang up the phone in my face. I can't wait to get out. Them bitches best not look at me. Shit, I'm thin. In the waist, W-A-S-T-E. And very eye-catching in the face, so you know I think I'm a motherfucker. Every time I look in the mirror, I say to myself, I still got it. I dance all the time, thinking about old times. Ha, comma, ha, comma, ha. I enjoyed every bit of it. I really want to do all them good things we used, Y-O-U-S-T, to. Please think about this letter and write me back soon and let me know what's up. Tell the kids I still love them and I'll be home soon if you can. Send me some money. Give it up for Rico, everybody. Give it up for Rico. Not a big fan of French culture, but I think that guy's fascinating. So do we have any sports fans here tonight? Sports fans? Yeah. I am two Titans on their way to a number one draft pick. Yeah, to me. Titans. But I like their name, they're Titans. It's tough, you know, the Titans. It's tough, you know. There's some team names that aren't very good. Like there's a team, I was watching the Stanley Cup playoffs a while back as part of my community service. And one of the teams that was playing, ended up winning the whole thing, was the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, why would you want to name your team after the absolute worst aspect of your state? That's like naming a team the Ethiopia, fighting famine, you know? Or the Mississippi can't read, something like that. Or the Alabama. You could have a team called the Montana Crazy Fuckers. I think I'd root for the Crazy Fuckers, I would. They could call their stadium the Woodshed, you know? Their mascot could be a shithouse rat. Plus, you know the Crazy Fuckers would have the absolute coolest cheers ever. C-R-A-Z-Y, I say we're crazy. Who said that? I say we're crazy. Who said that shit? Spirit fingers, jazz hands. Get the jazz hands going, girls. Hey, my name is Jesse Perry. Thank y'all very much. Jesse Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it going for Jesse.
Mangy dog, whoop-de-doo.